this is a, you know, it's a really state-of-the-art facility for plant research. It was, yes, it has a little time on it. It came out in 1981, but it's been kept up and renovated, and really great equipment for doing plant research, especially research around plant transformation. So when we decided that we would leave Middleton, a hard decision to leave because it's been a great, really productive facility for us, but our technology had really reached a point where we didn't need the floor space here. We could do it all in St. Louis, so we consolidated our work. We thought about what we could do with the site, and you know, because we had a great connection with the University of Wisconsin and we knew that it had a great innovative plant research faculty, our first thought was, would University of Wisconsin like it? So we went and talked to the University of Wisconsin about what their interest would be, and then, you know, over a fairly long period of time, we actually announced that we'd close it a long time before we actually did, because we wanted to have a very clean shutdown of the site and give people an opportunity to find new jobs. But over a fairly long period of time, we kind of worked through, and Wisconsin worked through, that they could actually support it if they owned it. Right. And they decided that they'd accept it, and we were really happy when they did, so we could give it to them.
This is a pretty fantastic facility if you think about the history and what agriculture has seen come out these doors. Can you give me a little sense on the projects accomplished?
Well, you know, to begin with, this was really one of the places in the world where plant transformation was perfected, and especially in the broadleaf plants like soybean and cotton. So this is where what's called the helium gun was invented. It wasn't the first transformation gun, but it was a special way of doing transformation that was invented here. That was used for, in the mid-80s, producing the transgenic plant that eventually became Roundup Ready soybean, which was really, you know, with cotton, was amongst the first transgenic products, GMO products, launched in 1996. So we just passed the 20th anniversary of the launch of that product, and that product was benefited farmers on hundreds of millions of acres around the world, everywhere that soybeans are grown, and really changed the soybean industry in a big way. So this site has had a really big impact on agriculture.
Well, it's not just the 10,000 square feet, it's the equipment that you're also giving to the UW.
That's right. I mean, we were pleased that there were a few pieces of equipment that we still needed and we took, but for the most part, when we were leaving the site, it had been equipped to be a really top-notch plant transformation facility, and we've left behind all that equipment, so they didn't have to walk in and start buying every piece, but they walked into a really fully functional facility, and I think it will have an impact in a faster time because of that.
Can you give me a little sense of the industry, though, Tom? Like we said, this is going to do wonderful things for the bench science research here at UW because it increases the volume of samples they can look at. But in comparison, what does St. Louis look at sample-wise? You know, I'm just trying to give some perspective between how much work gets done in a modern state-of-the-art today versus this fantastic facility that will serve us well.
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure I really have a precise answer to that. I'd say, you know, it depends on how they use it. They're talking about doing quite a number of crops. Mm-hmm. So by using a lot of crops, they probably won't be as efficient in any one crop as we are in, say, soybean and corn. But I think more importantly, one of the things that I'm expecting to happen is that as science-driven researchers, they're going to ask questions that really get to the heart of some of the things that we'd like to know in the long run. And that's going to help to play out, whether it's us or some other company will help to commercialize that and continue to drive the innovation that we really need to have in crops to keep the yields driving and the productivity we need to feed a hungry and hungrier world.
You know, that's something that I think farmers, many in agribusiness, sometimes overlook, that somebody's got to do the bench science research, not the flashy stuff, but those questions that somebody's got to get answered before it can get elevated. So that, like you said, is as valuable to agriculture as anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one person's flash is another's dole piece, but you know, you're driven by publishing great articles that really help to uncover how soybeans produce bigger seeds or more seeds, or how they control flowering, or how corn grows. Mm-hmm. Those are big discoveries that a company like Monsanto doesn't really have the time to focus on. We're putting so much of our resources into developing the actual products. So we're really excited to see more innovation happen in the private sector.